Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, thanking you, Lord, for blessing us once again to assemble together. Lord God, we come together right now to petition you once again for not only the presence of your Spirit, but what your Spirit can give unto us. Your Spirit can give us light and understanding, Father, in areas where there is darkness. Father, your Spirit can help us to understand and comprehend the Scriptures and the Word of God and the plan of God. And therefore, Lord God, we acknowledge that no one is wiser than you. No one has a greater understanding nor knowledge better than thee. Father, as I said once before, Lord God, and Father, that the heavens and earth have displayed the works of your hands and the beauty of your wisdom. Therefore, Lord, tonight, we ask that you accompany us tonight, and Lord, through your Spirit, release these things that we stand in need of. So, Lord God, I pray that every soul, every heart that be tuned in to this broadcast, Lord God, that is seeking truth on the matter of this subject that I'm speaking on tonight, I pray that you would deliver it unto them. Every sincere heart that raises its voice to you and said, Lord, I desire to know the truth, let it be revealed to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. God bless all of you once again on this blessed Tuesday night in other parts of the world. Of you that's listening, it may be Wednesday morning or Wednesday evening. But no matter what the time of the day is that you're listening to this broadcast, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate. Thank God for all of you that have tuned in. Thank God for the door of opportunity he has opened, enabling me to bring the word of truth unto you. Amen. I want to open up once again with our foundation scripture coming from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. If you have your Bibles or wherever you listen to me at, I ask that if you would turn to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. For those of you that's listening, maybe you're listening on the road. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't have a Bible with you. I just ask that you would listen along with us. Amen. And I want to say before we go into our foundation scripture that, once again, this particular subject I'm on, you know, I'm here to declare what the word of the Lord says. Now, before I go any further, let us read Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. And the word of the Lord said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob, their sins, okay? Now, God, we know in one sense, literally talking to not just Isaiah, but Israel, but figuratively, spiritually speaking, he is speaking to the spiritual Israel today, which will be also born-again believers. And plus, in saying this word, he is speaking especially to those that hear. See, everybody's not hearing. Even those that are proclaiming to be Christians, everyone that proclaims to be a Christian is not hearing. So especially to those that hear, he said, cry aloud and spare not. And he said, show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. And many, there are some of God's people who, and I don't say this to be braggadocious on myself, but some of God's people are afraid to even speak up. To speak on particular subjects. I'm talking about giving the word of God, giving what God has to say about it. Some of them are afraid because family members may turn away from them, friends and associates may disown them, and therefore let us keep quiet because we want to keep them and thinking at the same time we're going to stay in right with God. I am here today to cry aloud and spare not on this subject of abortion. Now, once again, for those of you that listen to me Sunday, I open up with part one. This is abortion part two tonight. And for those of you that listen to it in part one, and I want to encourage any of you who have just come and listened for the first time, go back to part one, two. I always encourage people who come in not at the beginning to go to the beginning and work your way back. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to it tonight. I'm saying that after you listen tonight, go back to part one and work your way back, because many times to get a full understanding of the subject that's being discussed, many times you have to start from the beginning. As I said before, they're just like Sunday school. And this is one thing that many, even professing Christians, miss. When Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock, you come at 10:30, 10:45, so 30 or 40 minutes they're already in Sunday school. You come in either at the middle or toward the end of Sunday school. How is you going to expect to learn the subject at hand? And this is where some people come in and say, well, I'm not being fed. Well, first of all, it's because you're not coming on time, okay? That's one of the reasons. But anyhow, so that's why I encourage any of you that is listening on this series that I just started, which is part two tonight for the first time, after you listen to tonight, go back to part one and work your way coming back forward. Amen? So, now, as I said before, I am here to cry loud and spare not, to show the people, as the Lord said, their transgressions. On this subject of abortion, it's been, I want to say, a matter of debate, but here's the thing I want to say today. You can understand if it's a debate between Christian and sinners. Okay, you can understand that, and to a bigger degree, Christians shouldn't even have to debate with sinners about it, because we know that the sinner man is not born again. He is in darkness. He must come to light, amen, to understand what God's mind is on the subject. But it is something when it becomes a debate between, even among Christians. And see, today, among Christianity, there is a lot of things that Christians have been debating about in the body of Christ. And the Lord has sought to clear things up, okay, out of those debates, because he doesn't want his people debating, being divided and separated, because he's coming back for people that are one. Amen? So tonight, this is abortion part two. We'll continue to look in the series on abortion and to talk about why it's not acceptable with God. That's what I'm here to cry loud and spare not, to cry loud to the people to repent and to let them know that abortion is not acceptable with God. Now, it's understanding that if a woman's giving birth and her life is on the line about to die, they're taking the baby, that's different. But I'm talking about where you're purposely killing a child, killing a life. Now, in part one, for those of you that listen in part one, I went and gave you the definition of abortion from the medical field standpoint and from Webster's standpoint. That's why I encourage you all who are first-time listeners, go back and listen to part one. Also in part one, I talked about different reasons people have given to have abortions. I actually mentioned at least about 11 of them, okay? And we looked at and I talked to you about that, and I know that many of you have heard those reasons that I said unto you, why people have justified or come to the decision to say, I'm going to have an abortion, okay? And then after that, I gave you a little research on a statistic concerning adoption, abortion, and parenting. And it's a quick research I give, but what I gave to you to sum it up is that here's where you come to understand that it seems as though that more of the women were for either abortion or parenting than they were for adoption. Amen? And so this is the thing I say unto you. If you don't want the child, put it up for adoption. And it seems as though from statistics, from where I gave you on the topic where it said why many women choose abortion over adoption, which came out May the 20th of this year, they saw that, as they describe it, that when it came to adoption, it became what they called a remarkable, unpopular course of action. And so, excuse me. So I mentioned to you a couple of reasons that I saw where those who said, well, why they didn't want to give up for adoption. One of them, they said they don't want to become emotionally attached to the child. Okay, so I rather, and let's go straight with this, I rather kill it than become attached to it. And then others gave me a reason, said, well, if I give the child for adoption, what if they grow up and come back and want to question me about why I gave them up? So to avoid all that, I'd rather kill them. Okay, I'm just putting it plain. Okay, so I have been wanting to know from the Lord for part two which route to go. In part two tonight, which route do I need to go? And tonight, as I open up with the opening scripture, tonight I'm going to give you a little bit more research with statistics, okay, concerning abortion. And amen. And like I told you in part one, this series is going to have research with statistics, scriptures, you know. And after doing this series, or even during this series, you choose what you want to do. You can either ask God, because I know some of you that's listening is going to get a witness from God, an instant witness. Some of you may not get a witness right then, but you're going to go back to the Lord and ask God, and God's going to deal with you on this. Amen? Then there's others of you that's going to plain, totally disregard this. In fact, I would be surprised if you're still listening right now, because you've already got a set in your mind and say, hey, he's crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. He don't understand, blah, 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 all of that. And so I would be surprised if you're still listening right now. Amen? So tonight we're going to deal with some statistics in the research concerning abortion on a title that is called Abortion Surveillance in the United States in the year 2015. Abortion Surveillance in the United States in the year 2015. Okay? Now, I want to read some of these statistics from you, the maternal age. Okay. It says, among 47 areas that reported by maternal age for 2015, now, when I give you these statistics, now understand, let's understand something. These statistics are where they, you know, took up, okay? Either the Center for Disease Control or another one that did the research like called Guttmacher or something like that, Institute. But understand these reports don't mean that everyone that had an abortion reported it. Now, if you think that everyone that had an abortion reported it, then you're barely deceived. You barely see. Everybody that's having abortions now report. See, many abortions are done, you know, behind closed doors. They're not reported, okay? So let's understand that when I give you these statistics. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because when I'm giving you, the statistics could be higher, okay? Amen. Now, once again, entitled, Abortion Surveillance, United States, 2015. Now, among 47 areas, okay, that reported by maternal age for 2015, women in their 20s accounted for 58.7% of abortions and had the highest abortion rate, 19.9 and 17.9 abortions per 1,000 women aged 20 to 24 and 25 to 29. Did you hear that? So the report that came out in 2015, they were saying that women that was in their 20s accounted for 58.7% of the abortions. That's over half of the abortions that was done in that year. Women in their 20s account for it. 19.9% per 1,000 women did it at the age of 20 to 24. Those at the age of 25 to 29, 17.9% per 1,000 women. Did you hear that? So it was something about age 20 to 29, young women that said, hey, I don't want this child. See, remember, if you go back to part one, remember of these 11 reasons I gave you, that fits the bill with this. So in those age brackets, in the 20s, There could have been different reasons why. For example, they could have been among the ones that said, like they said, the reason given, that the fetus is not a life, okay? They could have been among the women that said that, hey, I got a right to do what I want to do with my own body, okay? These ones in their 20s could have been among the women that said, hey, my lifestyle can't deal with a child right now, or my job, it's going to hurt my job if I have a child right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or money. Money's a factor. I ain't got the money to raise a child, okay? These women in their 20s could have been among those who were shamed and embarrassed, okay? And they found out they're pregnant, okay? Once again, could have been through adultery, okay? Amen. Just remember those reasons that I gave you in part one can apply to this, amen? Okay, now, 15 years and younger, okay, along with 40 years old and older, had the smallest percentage of 0.3% and 3.5%, and they had the lowest abortion rates of 0.5 and 2.5 abortions per 1,000 women in that age bracket. So they said 15 years old and younger, and the 40-year-olds and older had the smallest percentage, okay? Among 44 areas providing data by maternal age from 2006 to 2015, this pattern among age groups was stable, with majority of abortions and highest abortions rates occurring among women aged 20 to 29. Do you hear that? It was something about when the women got into that age, 20 to 29, it was a pretty high abortion rate, okay? And once again, I'm not trying to be cute or funny when I say that. This, once again, as I told you before, this is something serious, okay? I'm not on this broadcast here trying to be mockery and poke and make fun. This is serious, okay? This is a life. This is a life that, you know, was killed, okay? And once again, of those reasons I gave you in part one can apply to this, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, once again, from 2006 to 2015, once again, this pattern among age groups was stable, with majority of abortion and highest abortion rates occurred among women aged 20 to 29, and the lowest percentage of abortion and abortion rates occur among women in youngest and oldest age groups, 15 and younger, 40 and older, okay? From 2006 to 2015, abortion rates decreased among all age groups, although it was greater for adolescents, 58% and 54% for ages 15 and younger, and 15 to 19 years old. So they saying that from 2006 to 2015, the abortion rates decreased, okay, among, and the greater decrease was among adolescents. It was among those who were 15 years and younger, it decreased, okay, around 58%, and those that was 15 to 19 years old, it decreased 54%, okay? Then all older age groups, there were decreases for women 20 years and older, and ranging from 4% among women 40 and older to 33% among women aged 20 to 24, okay? Decrease in abortion rates for all age groups except women aged 25 to 29 were greater from 2011 to 2015, okay? And it was greater from 2011 to 2015 than it was from 2006 to 2010. And the rates of all age groups remained the same or decreased from 2014 to 2015, okay? Now, among 30 areas reported cross-classified race ethnicity data for 2015. Now, this is dealing with race now, okay? It's dealing with race. We need to hear this, okay? Hallelujah. I I sense the spirit of the Lord on this. We need to hear that this is dealing with race. Now, this report comes out from 30 areas, okay? Once again, everybody is not reporting the abortions. Get that. You got to keep that in mind, okay? Everybody's not. Some abortions are done in the closet, okay? Everybody not reporting. This is just from the reports what they got, okay? So among 30 areas reported classified, cross-classified race ethnicity data for 2015, it said non-Hispanic white women and non-Hispanic black women accounted for the largest percentage of all abortions, 36.9% and 36%. Did you hear that? In 2015. So they say it was white women and black women that accounted for 36.9% and 36% of abortion, okay? Hispanic women and non-Hispanic women in other race category accounted for smaller percentages, 18.5% and 8.7%. Do you see the great difference? So it's from their gathering, the white women and the black women, you know, they accounted for almost double than the Hispanic and other races concerning abortions. Glory, Jesus, hallelujah. Non-Hispanic white women had the lowest abortion rate, 6.8 abortions per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, and 111 abortions per 1,000 live births. Okay, so the white women had 6.8 abortions per 1,000 women ages 55 to 44. Okay. And 111 abortions per 1,000 live births. So per 1,000 births given through children, there was 111 abortions in dealing with white women. Non-Hispanic black women had the highest, 25.1 abortions per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44. Did you hear that? 25.1. And compared to those who were white women, that's almost four times as many. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And get this. 390 abortions per 1,000 live births. Now, with the white women, 111 abortions per 1,000 births. The black women, and this is a report in 2015, 390 abortions per 1,000 live births. So that's over three times as many. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Among 20 areas that reported by race, 2007, 2010, 2011, 2014, and 15, abortion rates decreased for all three largest race ethnicity groups, okay? Non-Hispanic whites, it decreased 30% from the 9.4 abortions per 1,000 women in 2007 to 6.6. Or the latest was, 6.8 in 2015. Black women decreased 29% from 36.5 abortions per 1,000 women in 2007 to 25.8 in 2015. Hispanic women decreased 45% from 21 abortions per 1,000 women in 2007 to 11.6 in 2015. Okay? So, of the three, what they consider large ethnicity groups, the one that had the greatest decrease was the Hispanic women. Okay? The one that had the lowest decrease were the black women, 29%. The white women was 30%. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Abortion rates decreased from 2007 to 2015 for all three large race ethnicity groups, especially because white women, 27%, from 147 abortions per 1,000 live births in 2007 to 108. The last figure also ranging from 108 to 111 in 2015. Now, this is abortion per 1,000 live births. So, among the white women, it went from, in 2007, 147 abortions per live births down to 108 to 111 in 2015. Black women decreased just 22% from, get this, in 2007. These are staggering numbers, people. 514 per 1,000 live births in 2007 to about 403 in 2015. Hispanic women, 26% decreased from 205 per 1,000 live births in 2007 to 152. Now, even though there were some what you call decrease, I still say among all there were staggering numbers, because those are lives that were killed. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And especially for us of race, of color, we need to be very watchful. As I go into the series, I'm going to be talking about this one particular woman who saw this kind of thing as a abortion as a thing for where it can even get rid of black people. Now, I want to continue on with the statistics here. Marital status. And they took this survey once again the year 2015. Among 39 areas reported by marital status. Now, remember, once again, I told you, they got these 39 areas reported, but that don't mean every abortion was reported. You got to keep that in mind. Everyone that's having an abortion, they say, oh, wait a minute, we got to make sure we report this. No. No. It's a lot of underground stuff being done to people. So it's not all being reported. So the marital status from 2015, 14.3% of all women who obtained an abortion were married. 14.3%. Now you say, oh, well, okay, that's a low number. Versus 85.7% were unmarried. Now, the 14.3%, though that were married, still is a staggering number to me. But also the 85.7% that are unmarried. Okay? And see, Satan, besides two things, we got to understand something. Let's talk about those that are unmarried. When it's unmarried, it's going to be either fornication or adultery. Okay? If they're not married to each other, they married someone else, and one of them married someone else, it's going to be the adultery. If they're not married at all but having sex, it's going to be fornication, okay? Two things promote fornication. Your flesh is for it, and Satan. And on top of it, because see, once again, you got to go back to the Bible. God made Adam. He didn't make Adam here on this earth and started Adam out as a baby. Adam was grown, okay? And then he took forth Eve from the rib of Adam, okay? But after that, God set the pattern for the human to enter here on this earth by sexual union coming through the womb, okay? But he legalized it to be between the husband and wife, because remember, Eve was Adam's wife. God didn't say, okay, Adam, I'm going to give you a girlfriend, you know, on the side, you know, so y'all can have a little fun. No. The Bible lets you know that Adam knew his wife Eve. So God's perfect will and plan was the children to come through a married couple having sexual intercourse. It wasn't through unmarried. And so Satan promotes the unmarried, and then after that, he puts the urge in them to say, hey, get rid of the child. Kill the child. Now, once again, in 2015, 14.3% of those that were married had an abortion. Okay? Now, them reasons can range from, you know, husband and wife getting together and say, hey, we ain't got no money to take care of this child. Okay? And 85.7% unmarried, which the reasons I gave you, it could all that could apply to the different reasons why they had it. Like some of them may say, hey, I'm a woman, I feel like I got a right to do what I want to do with my body. Others may say, hey, it's a fetus, it's not a life. Others say, hey, it's messing with my a lifestyle. I can't go out and party. And understand this, and I'm gonna say this again. Like I said from part one, all of these is not just the women saying something. See, I've seen and understand that some of these men are behind the scenes pushing some of these women. Girl, you better, I can't afford no child right now. Some of them married say, hey, my wife can't know I got a child on the side. Oh, you got to get rid of it. Putting them under pressure and all of that, okay? But understand something. When you have sexual intercourse, okay, and for the biggest of the reason, you got to understand, you lay down with the person, man or woman, okay, talking to both of you. And up to just say, well, I don't want no child right now, or can't afford a child right now, blah, blah, blah. And so that, because that's a life. And as we go on the series, we're going to talk about that part. But that is a life. You're killing a life, okay? Glory. Hallelujah. God wants me to say that to you right now. You're killing a life, okay? Hallelujah. Can't afford them right now. It's unfair. Like I said, that statement, that's one of the reasons given is that some say it's unfair, which I hear that a lot from a lot of the young folks especially. Oh, it's so unfair, but you didn't think it was unfair when you lied down with the boy. Or listen to me, Sean, you didn't think it was unfair when you lied down with the girl. You understand what I'm saying? Now, also it says the abortion ratio was 41 per 1,000 live births for married women. So 41 abortions to every 1,000 live births for married women. Okay? Get this, 373 per 1,000 live births for unmarried women. So look how much higher. That's about over nine times more for unmarried women having the abortion than the married women in that year. Staggering numbers, okay? Staggering numbers. So in other words, I want it for most part, in other words, I want the pleasure, but I don't want the consequences that come from it. Okay? I mean, hey, let's be real about it. And God wants you to know that is a life. That's a life. Glory to God. Abortions among married women in the other race groups who were non-Hispanic was higher in that year. Who were non-Hispanics, but in the other race groups who were married, their percentage were higher, 31%. 31% of the married women who was non-Hispanics, who was in the other race group, had an abortion. 17% white women, okay? 15.6% Hispanics, 8.2% black women. So out of that category, the black women had the lowest, the black married women had the lowest abortion rate that year, 8.2%, while the non-Hispanics who was of other race group had the highest, okay? And according to their statistics, The white women was about twice as much married white women having abortions than the black women. But here's the next thing of information they gave. They said for unmarried black women, the percentage was higher. They had it at 91.8%. White women, 83%. Hispanics, 84.4%. Non-Hispanic and other race groups, 69%. Okay? Do you hear that? Staggering numbers. And look how large those numbers are in the unmarried. Okay? See, Satan also promotes anything that is contradictory to the word, that is forbidden by the word. Satan tries to prompt you to do it. So when God says you got to be married to have sex, Satan come talking in your ear and say, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with a little fun. Go ahead. Go ahead. So then he suggests you in the sin. You commit the sin. All of a sudden, oh, we're finna have a child. And so Satan come back and say, you know what? This ain't fair. This ain't fair for you, you know. You had a little fun. Now as a child come, you can't take care of no child. Get rid of the child. You know what that child gonna do? Child gonna hold you back. And so start listening. So he's working with the married, but especially those who are not married, to destroy. Hallelujah. Glory. It's bad enough that he's working with people that are married, because they had it legally. Okay? But look at how high the rates are among those who are unmarried. Okay? We look at today, and the Bible, the Word of God. Now, I want to read a verse from you, and this verse just come to me from the Word of the Lord, and it's called the Third Message. The Third Message. And Jesus sent it out June the 12th, 1927, through the Elijah. And I want to read one of these verses, what God has to say on that. I need you to really listen to this as it goes along with what I'm saying here on this statistics. He says, the gospel must be preached. The cry must go out. The Lord's coming is near. Behold, this is a day when the world, do you hear this? When the world with its greed for what, Lord? Wealth and pleasure must be worn as in the days of Noah. Pride and vanity have filled the hearts of men, and the law of the Lord is forgotten. Sexual sin is one of the pleasures that this world has a greed for. Okay? Our young folks, winging their eyes at one another, and they want to jump in the bed. Amen. You got people today, they don't think about becoming a couple. Many of them today don't think about becoming a couple. They become what you heard the phrase called friends with benefits. Friends with benefits. We just come together when we want to sleep together. Amen. And see, now what this is producing is pregnancy. And now Satan is using that to try to keep anyone from coming into this world. And God has laid a purpose on them, a plan on them for doing work for the Lord. So Satan don't want none of that. So once the girl get pregnant, he start talking to her. You can't take in a child. He ain't no good. And then the guy, he don't make it no better. Many times he come up, he's a girl. I can't have no child right now. I can't do nothing with no baby. You need to get rid of it. Okay? And sad to say, one thing I have left out, some of these young folks, real young folks, who getting an abortion, guess what? It ain't just them making the decision. It's some of their parents. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, let's take little Susie. Maybe she's part of a rich family. And maybe that rich family brag on and talk about how she's this and she's that. Now, all of a sudden, they find out Susie is pregnant by a boy. Well, hey, we worrying about the family name now. You got to get rid of it. Amen. Some of y'all think I'm quoting some kind of movie. No, this is for real. What you see on the movies, now, maybe the devil wants you to think it's fake, but this is actually for real. Hey, get rid of the child. No. You taint the family name. Can't do that. Amen. And so we're living in a time where there's a greed for sexual pleasure. Okay? Amen. I'm coming to a point where, hey, we ain't got to know one another. Let's just go in the sack. Amen. Well, somebody, well, they ain't got to be that vulgar. What, vulgar? I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm just being straight and honest with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you some more research as I come in close towards the end of this broadcast. Got about 18 minutes left. And the title of this is The Number of Abortions in the United States and Worldwide. Okay? Now, I got these numbers on Thanksgiving Day. Remember that. Which means that right now, it could be some more added to it. These are the numbers just from Thanksgiving Day. People, we need to hear this. These are lives. Okay? Really, please pay attention to this. Okay? As of Thanksgiving Day, in the United States that day, 1,137.1 abortions. That day, 1,137. In the United States since 1973, Roe versus Wade. We're going to talk about that later on in the series, too. In the United States since 1973, 61,790,224 abortions. Wow, 61 million. 61 million, okay? Abortions by Planned Parenthood, which later we'll talk about that a little bit more in the series. Agency that's supposed to be for women reproductive health and all that, but who also is for abortion. So abortion by Planned Parenthood since 1970. 8,601,176.6 abortions. 8 million where they was involved. You're looking at almost 8.7 million. By Planned Parenthood this year, as on that day, okay, as on that day of Thanksgiving, 312,931.4 abortions. Remember, these are reports that just have been reported. If you think every abortion being done is reported, once again, you're deceived, okay? In the United States this year, coming up to that date, 848,193.3 abortions. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. In the United States, after 16 weeks of gestation, 16 weeks is 4 months, 40,713.3 is after, even after 4 months. In the United States this year, due to rape, 8,227.5 abortions. Black babies in the United States since 1973, in the United States, 18,537,068.7. Okay. Wow. Wow. Worldwide since 1980, 1,556,344,926. Yeah, 1 billion. Worldwide this year, 36,780,526. Worldwide today, 49,144. Wow. Wow. Staggering numbers. It is reported that about 45%, and this is a report that's supposed to come from what is called the World Health Organization, where they says recommend safe and legal abortions to be available to all women. Saying around 56 million abortions are performed each year in the world. And they said with about 45% done unsafely. That means about half of them is done unsafely. My Lord. Glory. These are lives, people. These are lives. Now, when you look at Vietnam, and I forgot how many, the great number of men and that lost their lives, and we should be respectful to that. But what about these lives that didn't get a chance to come and grow in this world that was taken too? Because once again, when you have an abortion, you're taking a life. And God wants you to know that. That's why he's calling for people to repent, even his own. There's some of his own people that have had abortions. Okay? Now, I'm just giving you what God is having me to give you. He is not for the abortion, okay? Those are lives. We got to keep that in mind, people. Hallelujah. Glory. You're worthy to be praised and be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight on part two, once again, I wanted to give you those statistics, that research. And we look at, in those statistics, even in 2015 and a few years before that, how that the And I don't know how often the CDC or whatever this institute or whatever, how often they take these numbers. I thought I read one time it's so periodically. I don't know if it's a four-year period or each year or what. But seeing how numbers was especially high in the age bracket among those in their 20s. Okay, and I know those in their 20s, especially you just, graduating from college, boom, you finna hit the working world, and you're like, hey, I ain't got time, no child. But once again, you lay down, you know, this friends with benefits stuff is not pleasing in the sight of God. It's not pleasing in his sight. God wants you to know that. Now, some of you listening, you say, as I've heard many people say, why you got to bring God in this? Well, because he's the creator. See, that's what our problem is today. This is why this nation is going down like she is today, because we have decided to kick God out of everything. It's like we say, okay, God, we know you created us, but that's it. We'll take over from here. You ain't got no more say, so we're going to do our own thing. Amen. Well, don't quite work like that, because if you go on your own, then you're going to go down, period. And that's what's happening to this nation. And seeing how that, even in race, you know, wow, the staggering numbers of race, the percentages of those who have had abortions, and the percentage of those who had abortion, married and unmarried. I just gave you statistics on all of that. That's coming from the year 2015. Now, I think some of them do these surveys, like I said, every so many years. But, amen, you can even do your own diligent research. But I've given you those numbers to see, to let you know that they're staggering. These are lies. And how high these percentages are among those that say, hey, I got to get rid of this child. I can't have no child. I got to get rid of it. Amen. And I want to say for the record, once again, it ain't just, all of it is just women. Okay? I know even how some guys operate. The guys, they're in it. They're pushing some of these women. They just behind the scenes. They're pressuring some of them. Pressuring, say, girl, you can't do this. I'm married. Or I ain't got no time for a child. And then some of the women are having because they found out that they beau, as they want to call them, is low down and dirty because he's fooling with two or three other women on the other side of town. Okay? So they mad at him, say, I don't want nothing by him. And, you know, and boom. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, for the word of the Lord today. Father, I ask today that everyone that's been listening to this broadcast, I pray that you would touch them right now and let your spirit reveal to them. Begin to speak unto them, Lord God, the way of truth concerning this subject. Lord, let the will be unveiled to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth may set them free. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given me and for blessing the words of my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. And Lord, I lift you up this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for all you that's listening. The Lord say the same. Look for me once again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement. We will go with abortion part 3 coming on tomorrow night. Hey, and whatever the Lord, whatever way he wants me to go and bringing it forth tomorrow night, that's what I would do. Praise be to God. So I thank God for all of you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. There's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel.